it's been termed the Goodwill Tour, which is in effect what it has been. It's the first visit by a Papua New Guinea head of state since the cessation of hostilities, and it is such a historic visit. So I think the Prime Minister is extending the olive branch, as it were, and he just wants to make Bougainvilleans feel that they are still a part of the country, and he's got them on his mind. He did announce some funding on Monday in Buka, quite considerable funding.
Whereabouts has he been visiting?
Monday was Buka. On Tuesday, he went down to Buin and Siwai, which are on the very southern tip of Bougainville Island. This morning, he went to Panguna, where the giant mine was, or it's sitting disused at the moment. That, of course, was a very significant event. The people up at Panguna, they have set up their own Mekamui government. They were not a party to the peace process, and they have been pretty much the hardline rebels. So his visit up there is very, very significant.
What was the expectation of the response there at Panguna, given that the hardline stance of those guys?
The Mekamui guys who actually live and own the land up at Panguna, they had anticipated the visit, and they said they were 100% behind it. They welcomed the Prime Minister. They saw this as, you know, an opportunity for them to see the way forward for their little area. There were one or two dissenters in Arawa town, but they were not actually Panguna landowners. So as far as the Panguna guys were concerned, there was no problem there.
I'd say by the way that you're describing the reaction and the response to the visit, David Lawney, it's been pretty well represented, pretty well received, and would say the timing was just right for both sides, both for Bougainville and also both for Papua New Guinea and the Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, all the reception he has received has been absolutely enthusiastic. There's been a big hullabaloo, all the traditional welcomes, exchange of traditional shell money and these sort of things, and a lot of talk of reconciliation and brotherhood and unity and these sort of things. So, yeah, it's good. I mean, Bougainville is entering the time where the referendum can be held, which is, according to the peace process, between 2015 and 2020. I'm told the president of the ABG, John Momus, is going to announce a date for the referendum this year. So, yeah, it is a critical time for Bougainville and, as you say, very well timed for the visit by the Prime Minister.
Has there been any talk at all on the sidelines or anywhere about the reopening of Panguna? It's a topic that comes and goes, and whenever it does seem to be raised, it does bring with it a fair bit of heat.
Heat's right. It's still a very, very contentious issue on the ground here. For example, the Mekamui guys up in Panguna have floated a figure of 10 billion kina before they can even sit down and talk about opening the mine. These are the hardline guys. On the other hand, there are a lot of people who are saying, look, we do need the mine to reopen if we are to get back on our feet, if we want independence. And then there are other people saying, look, let's go with agriculture and copper and aquaculture, these sort of things. There are many, many opinions from hardline, let's not open it, we don't need this, blood was shed, a lot of people died, we don't need it, it destroyed our environment, to let's open it, but let's do it properly.
Certainly, though, by the sounds of it, no mention of this coming from either President Momus or Prime Minister O'Neill, though.
Not on this visit. I don't think they believed it was appropriate. It is such an emotional issue. I think the Prime Minister wanted to come in, just show his face, shake a few hands, say, look, let's reconcile. I think any mention of the mine could quite possibly have been inflammatory and might have ruined the tone of the visit.